Hi everybody, this is Jason James from thenutgallery.com. Thanks for tuning in to our new segment, Interviews. Our first interview is of Joshua Radin, and you probably know his music from Grey's Anatomy and Scrubs, and various other places that his music has popped up. Hope you enjoy the interview. Hi everybody, I'd like you to welcome Joshua Radin to our show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, how are you doing?
Excellent. Weather's finally nice.
Well, I'm in New York, and it's been beautiful. I've been here for about a week, and it's been beautiful every day, so I've been really lucky.
That's excellent. It's been really nice here in the Midwest also.
Where are you located?
Wisconsin.
Ah, lovely Wisconsin.
Yeah. That's not everybody's opinion, but... So you had an album come out last year called We Were Here?
Correct.
And some of the songs were hosted on some TV shows.
Actually, every song has been on a TV show or in a movie soundtrack on that record.
Wow, that's excellent.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Does that give you pretty good exposure then?
Yeah, especially, I mean, it's relative. I mean, it depends on the TV show or it depends on the film soundtrack or the film or whatever. But, you know, when you get a couple songs on Grey's Anatomy, you know, or American Idol or, you know, something like that where it's got 30, 40, you know, millions of viewers, it's like, if you can't really get any better exposure than that, then other than, you know, having your song on the radio constantly, you know, it's kind of like the new radio, I guess.
Yeah, that's where I first heard of you, and I also, one of my favorite songs, Star Mile, was on The Last Kiss.
And it, that was the ending song in the film.
Yeah. Rolling Stone also gave you 4 stars for your album. What's your response to that?
Well, I smiled. they were really cool, actually. The writer told me that after the review came out, they were like, I don't know if you know about our star system, our rating system, but they go, you know, no one gets 5 stars except for Bob Dylan and Jesus. So they were like, you should be really happy with the 4 stars. And I was like, I am. Thank you very much. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Did you have any preconceived ideas of the music industry?
Only things that I'd seen in, like, movies.
You know?
I knew nothing about it at all. I was very new to it. I mean, I started writing songs just kind of on a whim, you know, it's like getting everything out of this breakup. Just kind of started writing songs as like a musical diary. And I knew nothing. I just kind of made a record with my friend in his bedroom. I put it up on iTunes myself, and all of a sudden, with, you know, a few placements in some TV shows and films, it shot up to the top 25 albums on iTunes, and then it was like all these major labels started calling and bidding, and it was bananas, you know. So I kind of let my manager, you know, handle all that kind of stuff, because I don't know what I'm doing, you know. I just write the songs and play them.
So what's been the best part of being in the music industry so far?
Well, the coolest part about it, I think, is playing live shows, going on tour, you know, getting your friends on the bus and cruising around the country and the world and, you know, just seeing new places, meeting people all the time and hearing how they have been affected by your songs, by the stories, by your experiences. And, you know, just... There's nothing like that live, like that rush of being on stage and you know, singing a song in front of 1,000 people that are like pin drop silent and hanging on every word, and I just never experienced a power like that, you know.
So you'd definitely choose live over a recording studio, huh?
Oh, any day, yeah. that's where you cut your teeth as an artist, I think, as well. I mean, you can make yourself sound like anything in a studio. You know, anyone can sound like they can sing in a studio. There's auto-tune, there's pitch correctors, there's, you know, whatever. But it's really, it's a live medium, I think. You know, that's what separates you can really get up in front of a live audience and perform and move people, you know, to tears or laughter or whatever it is.
Can you give us any insight on the writing process?
You know, for me, it's one of those things. I never sit down to write a song. I just, I'll be thinking about something and have a melody going around in my head, and usually it's late at night and I can't sleep, and I've got to just pull out the guitar and get it out. You know, it's more cathartic for me, I guess. Once you sit down and say, I have to write a song for this, or, you know, in this amount of time, or I want to write, you know, it's like, it becomes a job, and that's the whole reason for becoming an artist, you know, so, not to have a job. Just have fun all the time.
Do you have any thoughts for up-and-coming musicians on getting an album going?
I would say just be honest, you know. Learn how to record. And, you know, nowadays you don't have to have a ton of money to record yourself. So, like back in the day, it's like you needed to go into a studio. Nowadays it's just so easy that, when it comes to writing a song, I would just say just write what's going on in your life, you know, write experiences, write what you know. The best advice I ever got, you know, someone was like, you know, best songs are like three chords and the truth.
Cool. Anybody you'd like to collaborate with in the future?
I'd love to write with Paul Simon.
Cool.
There's a ton of guys. Hot artists I'd love to collaborate with. That's the first one that comes to mind because Nick Drake and Elliot Smith are deceased.
So you're originally from Cleveland.
Correct.
And you went to school to study art.
Yep. I was a painter for a long time. That's what I was going to be like as a profession.
Do you still have time to dabble once in a while?
Every now and again. But it's really hard to, you know, the first couple of years when you sign a record deal with a major label, I mean, they pretty much keep you pretty busy.
Did you grow up involved with music and writing? And
no, not really. I always like to sing in the shower.
In June, you're going on tour with Tori Amos.
Correct.
Have you done anything to prepare for that event?
No. I mean, I think I've been touring for a year now, so I'm just going to get up and do the same thing, you know, get up and play songs for people.
And it's going to start in Berlin on June 17th.
Yep.
And ends in Manchester on July 5th.
Uh-huh.
You have any side tracks planned while in Europe?
Not yet, but I'm looking into it. I'd like to do a few of my own shows in the UK. Where I can play a little longer, you know, a little longer set, be the headliner.
That would be cool.
I'm looking into that now, though. We just don't know yet.
What was the process to get on tour with Tori Amos?
I have no idea. Like I said, I just show up and play the songs I wrote. Okay. And they called and said, would you like to open for Tori Amos in Europe? And I was like, yes, that'd be great. I've never played over there, so it's a great way to make a lot of new fans, you know. You know, you play in front of like 3,500 people a night, and, you know, you're bound to win over some new fans.
That should be a good opportunity.
Yeah, and she's got great fans. She's a great musician. So, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it'd be a really cool experience.
Anything ever strange happen during a live performance?
During my life?
Yeah, well, during a live performance while you're performing.
You know what? In Arizona on this past tour, some girl crossed herself like she was in church when I started playing one of my songs and then started bawling, like tears just flowing, like in her mascara running down her face. And everyone around her was like looking at her like, whoa, this is bizarre. and they kept looking at me for like my reaction, and I was just trying to kind of look away, you know. It was definitely a little strange. That's the first thing that comes to mind, I guess.
Any plans after the
tour?
Then she started
telling me stories, like in between songs, and I kept being like, I gotta play the songs for the people that, you know, came and paid. You know, I'm sorry, we could talk later after the show.
Yeah, that's kind of strange. Any plans for after the tour?
I don't know yet. Still looking into some things, so nothing's concrete yet, though.
Any plans for another album, possibly, or?
Yeah, well, I'm working on the new album right now in terms of the writing. I've got about half of it done, half of it written. So at some point this year, I'll definitely be going in and going into the studio once I pick the producer and get the new one going, which I'm really looking forward to.
All right, well, I think I'm going to move you into the rapid fire. It's just five questions. Just give your immediate answer, I guess. Not much different than what we've been doing, but... So, first one is, what have you been listening to recently?
Elliot Smith.
Okay.
Either Or and XO.
Describe yourself in three words.
Heaven on Earth.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Three words? Melancholy. Pensive. And... stubborn.
Who is the most influential person on your life?
I don't know if I could choose one. I mean, my family and my friends, you know.
That works. One person you'd like to meet?
Bob Dylan.
And the tough one. If you had unlimited power to change one thing in the world, what would it be?
Unlimited power. Wow. I would teach every single person in the world to read.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to open this up then for anything you'd like to add in.
Let's see. I don't know. Go Badgers.
All right. We're going to play at the end here your song Winter. Anything you'd like to add about that song?
Well, that's the first song I ever wrote about 3 years ago. A little over 3 years ago. And the first line in it, in the first lyric I ever wrote, it was just, I should know who I am by now. I was just kind of getting frustrated, you know, in your late 20s, and you don't know what you want to do, and you're trying all these different things, and nothing seems to be working, and, you know, and I was going through a rough time with this girl, and I was just like, you know what, I'm 29 years old, and I don't feel like I don't know myself at all. It was totally frustrating, and that's where it came out of.
All right. Well, I think that'll wrap it then. Definitely keep us informed, maybe when you get back from your tour.
For sure, man.
All right. Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
You too.
All right, later.
Yep, bye.
Stand somehow thinking of winter. Your name is the splinter inside me while I wait. And I remember the sound of your November downtown. don't have to stay this way. If only I would wait. The walk has all been cleared by now. Your voice is all I hear somehow, calling out winter. Your voice is the splinter inside me.
December with you, but I don't have to make this mistake.